CliffCentral.com.
Yes. I noticed that the last couple of weeks, I always seem to start with the word yes. I don't know what that is. But it's better than the word no, because it is the year of yes, according to C.S. Sangreni anyway. So, hell yes. Hey, Mabs, you missed out on the ayahuasca discussion yesterday.
Oh.
It was all for your benefit, so you'll have to listen to the podcast.
Shoo, thank goodness for those.
I think you're going to want to do it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I think you will.
Nope.
Especially your podcast. Yep.
Especially the shit can. Everybody has to have one of those. You would love that. Taking a gigantic shit in front of everyone else in your ayahuasca group.
Oh.
Huh? You don't want to do it?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No.
I'm so surprised.
Well, you know, Gareth, some things will shock.
Hey, morning, Sia.
Good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Hello, hello.
Morning, Lucas.
Morning.
And intern Amanda. Hey, intern Amanda, give us an update. How are you doing this week? I mean, it's already Thursday. What have we learned?
Oh, I'm really cool. I'm loving it so far. the interviews are quite interesting, which is pretty awesome to be here for.
Who's the most interesting person you've met this week?
Well, like I was telling Sia yesterday, I know Nathan on like a personal level.
The ayahuasca dude?
Yeah, it was nice to actually hear his bit of crazy side.
All right.
You actually realize you don't actually know people.
Yeah. How funny was that call? There was this dude who's obviously anti... Because who knew that the ayahuasca community was so divided?
There
was a dude who called in, and he started like saying that, no, Nathan is not the best practitioner of this, and Nathan called him an asshole.
Oh, my.
It was fantastic. It was great. I loved it.
Well, because I thought he was joking.
Yeah, Sia really...
Yeah.
Sia thinks people are all friends.
In Sia's head, it's Sesame Street.
Yeah.
The dude calls in and he's like, yo, well, Nathan.
He was very covert. He started off, he was like, yeah, I've also been doing ayahuasca for like years.
Why is he talking like a person from Cape Town?
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of how I expect it would be. And then he goes, and how about that chick Wendy who killed herself? And Nathan's like, well, fuck you, asshole.
Oh, my.
And I was thinking maybe he was using an example, you know, like, bye, Felicia,
oh,
and
what's
Wendy.
Going on there?
I was like, no, there's no real Wendy. So I say, no, he's joking. Then there was this awkward silence.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller goes, no, I'm being serious. I was like, oh, yeah. So there's a Wendy that died.
Yeah, I said to them, listen, you two. Nobody, none of us know Wendy. We don't care. Move on. God damn it.
Whew.
Yeah, it was fun.
Delightful.
It's really exciting. All right, so have you got to do something with this work experience? Do you want to come and work for us? I mean, what's the deal here? What do you want to do, Amanda?
Well, I'd like to work for you guys.
Get in front of them. Okay, let me give you some mic technique training. I know that's a shitty mic because we give Lucas a shitty mic on purpose. But you got to talk in front and center. Try now.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there, like, you see how clear that is?
No, like I was saying, I'd eventually like to work here. It's always been my dream to go into radio. When I was little, my mom always used to say, with Amanda, there's no full stop, meaning I spoke a lot. So I think radio is like the perfect place to be.
Well, you got to take breaks every now and then to let other people talk.
Of course. No, of course.
It's something I only just recently learned. I learned that about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Up to then, I would just nonstop start talking and never stop. All right. Well, tomorrow is exciting because Fridays are always the most crazy around here. You end up with the sex show and Casper and, you know.
It's that
always
sounds exciting.
Last week, they had some pole dancer chick in here. Did you see those pictures?
So,
was it last week or the week before?
It was last week.
I saw these pictures. This girl, she was basically hanging on with her ankles and her one ankle and her one knee. And the rest of her was leaning out from the pole, was unreal. And she was fit, man. You have to be super fit to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
I told you, my sister's doing this pole dancing stuff. And she loves it. She goes like 3 times a week.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in great shape. I'm very impressed. I really am. I think that this is something everybody should do, and men included.
And your partner will not oppose to this.
What, Lucas? You're not going to do pole dancing? You think that's funny?
Nah, I'll keep my rabbit's business. It's fine.
All right. Well, it is basically a form of gymnastics.
Yeah.
And you, gymnasts are always in good shape, right?
Yeah, you saw a lot of them at the Arnold, right?
Yeah, there's the actual pole fit championships.
Wow.
Wow.
So you can strive to be the best.
It's really impressive stuff. If you get bored, you should go onto YouTube and check out these people who compete on that level.
Is that what you were doing yesterday while you were sick in bed?
No, not yesterday, but...
my buddy's sitting there with a YouTube. Oh, look at these pole dancers.
I mean, they really do just death-defying stunts, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, I mean, they climb right up the top of that pole, and they're holding on with a couple of folds of skin.
With their big toes, sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. And if they fall, let me tell you, that's going to hurt like hell.
Ooh.
It's kind of like, it's better than parkour, really, because people want to do parkour because they want to do cool stuff, but they ultimately will fall off a building. Whereas pole fit, you're doing daring stuff, but you can still be in your room.
Yeah.
Especially in winter, it's the way forward.
Well, speaking of winter, yesterday I went and tried something new.
Okay.
A friend of mine said to me, I've got to go and do this thing where they put all these... Put the suit on. It's called body tech or something. They put this thing on you, and it shocks your muscles.
Mm.
For like 20 minutes, you have to do these pretty much body weight exercises. And then it sends these shocks into you. Well, I could tell you something. After 20 minutes, it's a full-on workout.
It's a crazy sensation, huh?
It's unreal. It starts off with this tingly thing, and they turn it up. So it starts off almost like pins and needles. And then, before you know it, it's giving you a cramp. Like your muscles are, they're flexing so much that they're cramping. And if you stick your arm out totally straight, it locks there, because your muscles are going, we can't take this.
Oh,
but
no.
It's amazing. I've never done that before. I'm going to give it a go. It's like 6 weeks and you should see results.
Oh, so you did this yesterday?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
And you're going to carry on doing it?
I'll do it.
Just
watch me, Ben. Ben is so suspicious because he knows. When we used to train, I'd say to him, no, we'll do this for 3 weeks. And he'd be like, yeah, we'll see.
What did they tell you about how you're going to feel after 48 hours? We must get another update from you tomorrow. You did this yesterday.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be the big day.
No, but you do it once a week for 20 minutes, 6 weeks.
No, I'm saying let's get an update on how you are feeling tomorrow.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, they said the first and the second day. Today I'm all right.
Yeah.
Arms are a little bit...
Gareth, it's a good idea to compliment what you're doing elsewhere in gym.
I'm not going to do just the one now. I'm going to keep doing both.
No, but it is the strangest sensation because you've got to try pool, and did you do it with the ball in your hands? Sometimes that helps when you start.
That also, you get it. Sometimes they have, like, the trainer is this dude. Yesterday I had this guy called Lebo who helped me. He would resist. So I would, you lift your leg and you kind of stretch your leg out and you stand on your other toe, and then he pushes down on that leg. Yes. Tell you what.
That's very advanced, your first go.
I know. I felt like a champion.
But there's times where you think, like, I'm actually just being shocked. This is ridiculous. I'm actually being shocked.
Mm.
And, like, when you start off, you think 20 minutes, and then your first impulse goes through, and you're like, yeah, I can do this. 10 minutes in, you're thinking, fuck, when does this end?
Right.
It's like an hour already. It has to be.
And the woman who runs the place, she's like, oh, you're only halfway. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
And all these exercise people, they take great delight in first timers really battling. Oh, yeah, this is what it's like.
But I did it, and I didn't feel bad afterwards. I felt pretty good. So let's see how it goes. I mean, if I can't get my useless body into some kind of shape sometime in the next year or two, it's over for me. Then I may as well just give up and become fat and just not worry about the world.
No.
But what's that
shape?
I'm
telling you.
Don't.
What do you mean?
I want to look... See, when I go to sleep at night and I close my eyes, I think I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to look like...
Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think particularly of him, but I'm going to be just perfect.
Joe Manganiello.
And then who the hell's that?
Sofia Vergara's husband.
Oh, okay. Joe, what?
Manganiello, that big guy from Magic Mike.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
So I wake up in the morning, and then I'm always disappointed.
Oh,
go to the mirror and you go, what is this? I thought last night magically the fairy godmother would arrive at my bedside. She'd wave her wand and I'd bring, and I'd go, look at me, I'm so desirable.
Have you
meanwhile I go to children's parties and they run away from me. They go, look, who's that monster? That, what is that?
Well, children shouldn't be your target market.
Like, no, kids, I'm saying that because I was there on a Saturday, okay. and all these children, none of the kids, you know, kids go up to people who they are not terrified by the sight of.
No, they go up to people who have either sweets or presents or puppies.
Or
kids don't care about what you look at, what you look like.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard kids saying, Mom, what is wrong with that person?
Okay, well, then just pull your pants up.
I think then you should put like some sort of deadline to this, or a commitment.
Oh, look at you. No, you're right.
So that you stick to it.
Well,
like sign up to be on GQ.
So I only want to lose. No, I'm not going to end up on some magazine. That would be a Ben did that once. To his credit, he got it all right. He ended up in the magazine. You look good.
Remember those days when I used to look decent?
Was that the best shape you were ever in?
You guys are so horrible.
Yeah, but it was more than 2 years ago. Now I'm just this wailing mess. Anyway, it's about you guys.
You're just a slob now.
Well, I don't know if you're a wailing mess. I'm pretty sure you're not a disaster zone. There are a lot of people who'd prefer to be in your situation than in their own. Anyway, I think I got to lose about 6 to 8 kilograms.
Yeah.
And I've got to put on muscle in the right places, like chest and arms and back, because you got to balance. And I just want to feel like I'm a little more fit. So just fit enough to... that if I had to suddenly run up Rivoni Road being chased by monsters, I would make it.
Yeah, it always comes back to like the monster theory. Can you run away from something fatal?
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't.
No.
While they put the extra second cheeseburger in their mouth, they go, it'll be okay. But if catastrophe
had
to
hit... I'm trying to run, but the cheeseburger's unbalancing me.
No. Have you ever been 100% content with the way you look, though?
No. That's why I just want to feel how that feels. And then I might stay there. I might ease off a little bit. Who knows? But I want to know how that feels, like how Ben felt 2 years ago. You've at least felt it.
Mm. To feel 100% content, you've got to feel 100% – what's the word? I'm trying to put this nicely without being disparaging. You've got to feel 100% uncomfortable for at least an hour of your day. Like, you got to think like – concentration camp horrible.
What do you mean?
Because you've got to push yourself in ways that you haven't done already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not only do you go, okay, today I'm going to work out hard, but you've really actually got to push yourself to a point where your mind's going, sorry, are you absolutely insane? Why are you doing this? And then your mind is like, because that's the problem with us humans. We're actually meant to be very average and useless. So our minds know
well,
this.
Well, no, there's a setting to entropy. Your body and your mind will always find a resting, lazy medium. That's because that expends the least energy. So we've got a bunch of settings in our brains and in our DNA. And setting number one is survive. And that will accelerate your performance if you need to get away from danger, and it will decelerate your performance when there is no danger. Mm. But somewhere in the middle is like your happy medium. It's not that you're destined to be average, but... you want to conserve energy because you've got only certain – I mean, we've evolved to have food in abundance, but it never used to be like that. You'd have to dig up some root. Maybe if you were lucky, you'd find roadkill or something, and you'd eat that, and then you'd have enough energy to make it through the day and maybe feed the little ones. Now, there's an abundance of food, so what's happened is our bodies haven't yet got to the point where they realize that you don't have to store that up. We'll evolve to that. But what Ben's saying is right. You have this setting to average where you conserve energy and you're not in any particular danger.
Yeah. So it likes that. It doesn't like when you try to take it that much further. You can do it. And obviously positive mind, positive body, all that kind of stuff. But when your lungs start to burn and the lactic acid starts to literally just pound through your muscles – some people say like that is the ultimate endorphin rush. Like that is better than sex. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger used to say,
it's better than coming.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But I mean, on a Tuesday in winter after a tough day, you're thinking, I don't really need this.
Yeah. True.
But that's what makes these challenges really good. So like I've realized since in my various years of doing different things, unless I have some great challenge, I never push myself. So that's why I'm starting a new one as well, Gareth. Mm-hmm. So while you do 6 weeks, I'm doing another like sort of 4 to 5 month thing. So
what is that? What does it involve?
Well, it's to run a sub 12 second 100 meters.
Wow.
So it's quite a technical thing, but in order
sprint.
To get to that position, yeah. Otherwise, I'm just going to be average. This is the thing. Like I've become one with my body again. My body is average.
Well.
So this is my challenge from today onwards.
Ben told me something yesterday that made me extremely jealous. He told me he's getting one of those drones.
Yeah.
Yeses. Now this is called, go and look this thing up. It's called the Mavic Pro. This is that drone that it can sense when something's near it. It can follow you while you run or if you're in the car. You can program it to avoid obstacles.
Yep.
It's, you can press one button and it comes right home to you. So you're not going to lose it in the trees if you panic. You just press this button. It goes, whoa, humans fucked up. I'm going to come back. And it comes back and it lands like a perfectly programmed, like it's got a little pilot in it. Lands in front of you. It can take beautiful pictures and amazing video, HD quality. And all that amazing footage that you see on documentaries like BBC Earth.
Well, they've got bigger drones, but yeah, it's drone footage.
But that's the kind of thing that this machine can do. I bought one of these verstunkende piece of crap drones a while ago. I couldn't even fly that properly. You know the one that you do with your iPad? Well, this thing, I want to see. I'm going to hang around Ben for a couple of weeks just watching him learn to fly this thing because that is hysterical and funny and brilliant because for the first little while, you don't know what you're doing.
Of course. It's going to be difficult.
And it's scary because you think, oh, I'm going to crash this thing. And you're worried about it because it's expensive and you don't want to crash it. But you get to see things from a different point of view. And I've always loved aerial photography and satellite pictures and that kind of thing. Mm. But those are sometimes too high up. You can't see the detail.
Well, also, I've realized in my line of work, if I don't go visual with my content, I'm basically finished. I'll have to go get a job packing things into envelopes. So that's why
the French election people.
Yeah. Basically, I'll have to just work with the French elections.
So but doesn't that sound
I need
fun?
I need this drone to take me forward and left.
But it's gonna be the most exciting contraption you've ever bought. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah. It's like my whole life is going into this thing.
It's awesome, though. You won't regret
I'm
thing.
I'm excited.
It's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Lucas, what are you doing with the headphones on? What's that all about?
No, I'm just busy on Skype.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you had the headphones on because you were listening to something we weren't doing.
All right, oh, no.
Picture a caveman eating roadkill next to a paved road now. That's what someone says when I was talking about us eating roadkill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you get what I mean. Something that was, I don't know, hit by falling rocks or whatever. That's what we used to have to scavenge. You know, we're scavengers. We're not actually hunters. Mm. We became hunters later on.
Remember that when you're complaining at a drive-through that they're taking a bit too long.
Right. Morning, guys. I love your show. This is from Dutch. Why go to gym? Start mountain biking. It's a great way to lose weight and get fit. I lost 11 kilograms since December.
How many friends did you lose while doing that too?
I'm sorry. What's his name?
Dutch.
Dutch, you obviously don't know the crowd that you are talking to.
Go on, Dutch.
And Ben hate cyclists.
We hate cyclists
of any kind.
But I will say mountain bikers are different to cyclists.
Yeah, it is different.
And I don't have a problem with mountain bikers. The only reason I hate cyclists is because they get in our way and they look so stupid.
Yeah, look, mountain bikers do their own thing. They're far more considerate.
Yeah. I'm calling your landline number now, but there's no answer. We've got a problem with the phones or is it all working this morning?
Nope, we haven't seen any light yet.
Okay, so maybe there's a problem with the phones. Anyway, if you are calling us, you can call us at 0861-555-189 if you want to WhatsApp us, 079-748-2090, and you can send us a WeChat message to Cliff Central, one word. Ashley says, and that Mavic Pro can fold up so beautifully, you can carry it in a little pouch.
Well, that's actually the main reason I'm getting this thing, because I can travel anywhere. I can go on golf trips and the thing literally does fold up and it's so easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anushka says, morning guys, I've been body teching since December last year. I've dropped a pant size and I need to take anxiety medication every week I go just to get used to those electric vibes.
I know. See, that doesn't
sound. Yeah.
But it's a nice pain though.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a different sort of feeling. But like Ben says, you have to be uncomfortable to make progress.
Yeah,
it's that kind of pain that you feel the day after a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're walking up the stairs and your quads are screaming in pain.
That's it.
It's pain, but it just feels so good.
It's progress pain.
Yes.
Is this what I need to get my Halle Berry moment?
What?
A Halle Berry moment? What's that?
Walking out of the ocean and James Bond.
Oh my God.
I just want to have that moment once in my life. Where I look as
I'm sorry,
good as
are
her.
You wearing the same bathing costume as she was in your
You want to look like her?
In your moment?
Listen, guys.
You're like Michael Jackson who wanted to look like Diana Ross's whole life. Remember that?
I just want to look like Diana.
Oh.
So if it means shocking myself at body take, then sign me up.
Nice.
I don't know. Do I don't think there's an answer to your question, quite frankly.
But you would moan
Ben,
like a,
take it up like, as the ultimate challenge.
I can't imagine Sia just keeping quiet and getting on with this. He would scream like
no,
a little
bitch.
You
would scream. You would scream a lot.
You would.
But another great thing about this body take, just to finish talking about that, is that you're not getting the big impact you would get from, say, heavy weight training or heavy cardio. So people say that if you have injuries, some structural deficiencies or whatever, this is a really good thing to do.
That well, I you know, I had John McCain arms for a week.
Exactly. So you're John McCain arm.
I think I might have either hurt myself at the gym or it was shooting for 2 weeks in a row.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty
I don't know what it is, but you know, my shoulder was sore and I couldn't lift it. And then I stupidly on Monday night, I went to gym and I was doing this one exercise and I just thought, this is too painful. I've got to stop. It's not a clever thing to do this.
Sure.
Sometimes you think you could just burn through it. And I stopped it, and the next day was agony, and now it's fine. It's much better. So you just got to do, like Ben says, these low-impact things. It's kind of better for you in the long run. And that's where mountain biking is not probably such a good idea.
Well, it depends.
It's hardly low-impact.
Depends on the routes you choose.
Good point. Stahla, says, I have some advice for you, Gareth. I've observed and listened clearly when you talk about weight, fat, and being lean. I know for sure we all want better bodies. Now you, my friend, must start doing lots of cardio and cut out sugar and carbs for at least 6 months and leave alcohol. I promise you in December you will be on Men's Health Cover. Good to listen live while packing for Greece in a few hours, mid-year vacation loading. Nice. Greece for the middle of the year. Fantastic. How do you arrange that? How do you make that happen?
So we still haven't made our minds up about cardio versus strength training.
Let's ask Ben. He knows these things. What do you reckon?
It all depends on your goals. It really does. Like if you're fat, let's be frank here. If you're fat, as in you look at things and you got upper arms, wobbly everything, then cardio is going to be great because it's going to help you break down. Like Dutch was saying how he lost all that weight he found a cardio that was exciting for him and interesting for him, and that kept him in the game. So if you find weight training is horrible and you hate the gym you go to, then it's the wrong thing. The weights will be great for you, but if you can't stick to it, there's no point getting into it. I mean, it's obviously much more scientific and clever reasons for it, but do something you know you can do.
Ben, this comes from, it's on WhatsApp this morning. Ben, that Mavic is the shit. Be sure to get the Fly More combo with it and an extra 32 gig SD card right off the bat. I've had mine for 3 months now, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I've gone for like two spare batteries, the big SD card. I don't want to mess around. I want to do this thing properly.
Yeah,
properly.
You got to do it. And it's capital outlay, but it'll be worth it.
Is this something that you swipe your card once for, or can you pay it off?
It's a lot more money than I would like to spend in my life right now.
No, but I mean, what I'm asking is you can't do it like a monthly payment situation. Like you have to buy it on the go, on the spot.
Well, it's like anything, it's any sort of product. I mean, look, the thing I'm getting, it's going to cost 27,500 rand.
Yeah. Oh. The cuff's back.
But it's something that I deem worthy for my future, I guess.
And if you look after it, it'll be an investment that'll pay back.
I mean, well, yeah.
That's the plan,
right? I'm not going to become a drone pilot because there's licensing involved, but for what I need it for in my life, it's pretty cool.
Let's go to Ngobile, who's on Skype. Hey, Ngobile, what's up? Hello. Mobile, can you hear us? Oh my god. What's going on over there?
He's got the flu.
Been possessed by demons.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to try him later because we've got to get to news now anyway. So just tell Mobile we'll get him on later this morning. Maybe after Justice. Justice Malala popping by a bit later as well. Okay, let's move into a little bit of news, which is brought to you by Colcacchio's Pizzeria. Yes, they are available all over the country. There's a brand new store. They've opened up a couple of brand new stores. I'll let you know where those are tomorrow because they sent me some info. I'll also tell you about some new menu items, and they've got comfort food for the winter that is also banting. So you don't necessarily need to eat stuff that is bad for you, but you can feel good about it. And they have lots and lots of options, including a completely vegan pizza, which they make from scratch.
It's like magic, basically, that they can create these things and they're still edible.
It's phenomenal. I mean, who would have known? You must see this terrible stuff. My sister's a vegetarian. She makes herself food that doesn't even look like food. It's awful. I feel bad for her. But somehow at Colcacchio's, they make vegan, which is another step further than vegetarian. They make it beautifully. So there is a way. And if you go and check them out or you get the app on your phone, you will live a world full of rewards and satisfaction where you can eat the things that you really love, the stuff that you crave, and at the same time, you don't need to feel guilty about it because you know how you feel after. Usually, we all feel bad, right? Mm. After you've had a pizza. Well, you don't have to with these guys. You can get the options that that are light, that are... They're satisfying, and who knows? You might just end up doing only that once a week is going to Colcacchio's. Maybe more than once a week. I mean, Ben swears by it, and he doesn't just put any crap into his body.
Damn right.
Hell right. Absolutely. Let's go straight to the news. Mubs, we missed you yesterday. We had to handle news. Ben and Sia did a very good job, but here she is. The professional is back.
Yay. Oh, it's such a relief.
What's up?
Oh, well, thanks for holding the fort, guys. I trust nobody else to do a good job when I'm not here, so thanks for that.
Oh,
yes. So yesterday was the memorial service for Garaba Mokoena, the 22-year-old whose body was found burnt and buried in a felt last week. And the Gauteng Education MEC, Banyaza Lusufi, says that he is concerned about the scourge of violence against women and girls in society. The latest incident that Lusufi has condemned involves the rape of an 8-year-old schoolgirl, allegedly by three fellow pupils at a primary school in Randburg last month.
8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, 8-year-olds.
The three boys are aged 12 and 14. Oh, these are the three who have been charged with her rape. Oh. And this is after they appeared in court earlier this week. Lusufi said the recent rape of a grade 2 pupil at the Randburg school simply cannot be tolerated, adding, these are young people that need to be role models in our communities. We can't allow it to continue. The HOD has to make a decision that will send a strong message that says that we cannot tolerate this in our school. So that is the latest incident that...
8-year-olds. If you are a kid of 12's the oldest one, 14, right?
14 is the oldest.
If you're a kid of 12 or 14 and you think... If you enact this kind of violent ugliness on another human being who's 8 years old, I think we should just put you down like an animal. There's no way to save people like that, right? That's just sickening.
It's just, I think we've all gotten to a point where we're all kind of just looking at each other and are feeling helpless because it just doesn't seem...
People like this, you need to take them to the abattoir where we kill animals for meat and you just put a bolt in their head. There is no way to deal with a 12 or 14-year-old boy who's raping an 8-year-old. Nothing can be done. You can't rehabilitate that creature. It must be put down. Now, I'm sorry, they're going to be human rights activists who are going to say to me, you can't do that. If you've done this, it's how do you fix that?
Yeah,
bolt to the head. Please, let's not waste any more time. Drag these little shits out of their parents' houses or wherever they, whatever hovel they come
drag
from.
Drag the parents out too.
Drag the parents out too. Put the whole goddamn family to death. Bolt in the head. Please, we can't have people like this in society. That an 8-year-old girl can't go to school because there are these maniacs running around there.
I see a lot of talk on social media is around whether or not we should bring back the death penalty. Because, you know, as I say, we've gotten to the point where we're all looking at each other and it just doesn't seem like there's a good enough answer in sight. So, yeah, there probably will be a lot of people who disagree with you, Gareth. But, you know, at this stage, I tend to agree with you as well. Put every single one of them down if it has been proven that they did it. All of them. Every single one of them.
It's not like we're running out of people. We got enough people running around, and most of them are not trying to rape 8-year-olds. So let's start with that. We don't say we're bringing back the death penalty. We just say in these cases, if you are guilty of raping a minor, tickets. Very difficult to rehabilitate people like that. There's something completely wrong in their brain chemistry, and you're not going to get that right.
There's no sort of gray areas here. It's not like, I was by mistake.
That's three less people in the world tomorrow. And if we take their parents out too, it might be three or six or four or however many of those, then because they raised these little monsters, so they should be punished too. Bye-bye. Give their house and their stuff to a family that isn't going to rape 8-year-olds.
Now, the ANC Youth League, those entertaining people, they say that they want the ANC's spokesperson Zizi Kodwa to stop attacking the Gupta-owned television news channel ANN7 because, according to the ANC Youth League, it is the only channel in South Africa giving just and fair coverage. Now, this is on the back of Zizi Kodwa yesterday saying that the channel is basically the Fox News of South Africa. That's what
he's a stupid bastard.
That's what he said about ANN7. This is after it's claimed that his public statement around the Eskom CEO Brian Molefe had not been sanctioned by senior party leaders. But the ANC Secretary General, Gwede Mantashe, appears to have backed Zizi Kodwa saying...
Yeah.
We are leaders. We are saying we need to discuss. Now they are going with a story that is very, very weird. I think they behaved in a very strange way. But the ANC Youth League are very upset.
Well, you know why? Because Colin Maine's house was paid for by the Guptas. So he knows where his checks are signed. He knows where his money's coming from. So he's just being a good employee. That's all. He doesn't work for the people of South Africa for the ANC. He works for the Guptas. And all those other idiots in the ANC Youth League, they sit there and they support him because they think they'll get some of that money. Well, they're not going to. Ha ha! You guys end up just as poor as you were yesterday. You think the Guptas are going to take you in? No. You're just minor officials who support Colin Maine. And Oros, let me tell you, he's not going to give you any of that money.
I'm sorry, is he ever going to not be called Oros?
No. Julius started that and Oros.
No.
So Oros is too busy eating the money himself. Don't you think for a second you're going to get any. I love the way all these other nobodies in the ANC Youth League, which, by the way, ANC Youth League's about, 30 people now? Cope is bigger.
Oh, shame.
It's true. ANC Youth League's a miserable, terrible organization to be a part of. It has no value, no relevance anymore. So when they make a statement, I don't even think we should send people to the press conference. When the ANC Youth League release a statement about something, we should throw it in the trash. That's like getting an announcement from the Siyasangweni Fund for Peace in Libya. It's a very small organization. It's SIA. Powerful work like releasing statements.
True.
We don't need to be following everything they do.
Okay.
Just stop worrying about the ANC Youth League. Let's all take a big deep breath and not worry about them. I mean, them talking about ANN7. Please. Yeah.
Now, speaking of Brian Molefe, it's a case of trying to figure out which of the four R's are to be, you know, blamed for the current situation where we find ourselves in. The question being, did Brian Molefe resign? Did he retire? Was he retrenched? Or has he been retained as Eskom CEO? Nobody seems to be able to answer this question. These are the questions that could possibly only be answered in the North Gauteng High Court. And this will be as part of the DA's application to have his appointment reversed.
Shame.
Indeed.
Shame.
So Parliament's Shame. Public Enterprises Committee had hoped to Shame. Be able to get answers from the Public Shame. Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown, Shame. As well as the Eskom board last week Friday already, but this was scrapped as the matter is sub judice. So now it will be up to the courts yet again to intervene and to try and decide where things went wrong. So we wait to see. But then again, you know, this is what happens these days is, a party like the DA will go to court. The courts will come back with a decision, but then nothing ever gets done about it. I mean, the courts were the ones that said that, Claudia Motsoeneng's appointment at the SABC no. was suspicious. They're the ones who said that burning in Tlemesa, you know, yeah. he never should have been put in the position that he was put
You're
in.
You're absolutely
but
right.
But then what gets done after the fact? So the court yet again will now decide what should happen with Brian Molefe at Eskom.
People shouldn't just be fired. They should actually go to jail because they're actually abusing the state. They're abusing the taxpayers' money. Should go to jail. I would press criminal charges. I'd find a way to say these people are wasting public money and they're starting vexatious court cases and they are profiteering off of the state in an illegal way. I mean, for Brian Molefe to have thought that he could walk away with millions in a like a golden handshake is outrageous. And then he comes back. It's just insane. There's some kind of abuse of power happening here. Send people to jail. That's the way to teach politicians to stop sticking their nose in the trough. Send them to jail. Because you can't do anything with money when you're in jail. Take it away. Take the money away. Take their houses. Take their cars. Reduce them to poverty. See if they're honest then. If they can be honest as poor people, maybe we'll let them become wealthy. But if they're dishonest as wealthy people, then they would have been dishonest the whole way through. To the core. All right, let's move on.
Well, I'll have more news for you after 7.
That's right. Let's get to Ben.
Well, I told you yesterday was going to be a big night in the PSL, right?
Absolutely.
And, well, look at that. It really, really was. The relegation threatened teams were playing and the top of the table teams were playing. So let's start there. Wits took on Polokwane City at home and after 4 minutes, James Keenan knocked a ball into the back of the net and they were 1-0 up. While that was happening, Sundowns were kind of getting dicked by Maritzburg United. Yeah, so everyone was watching those two games thinking, well, if Wits get the win here and Sundowns drop points, it's all over. And get a win they did Wits, eventually winning that one 2-0 over Polokwane City. So then all eyes were back on to Mamelodi Sundowns, who after 87 minutes were 2-0 down against Maritzburg United. They brought it back to go 2-2, which they got a draw in the end, but not good enough. Wits are the champions. There it is. With a game to go, Wits have done it. Now, people thought that they might just come unstuck towards the end and the best team in Africa would eventually pull through, showing their credentials, but no. So that means Gavin Hunt has now won the title again with a team that's not one of these so-called big teams.
Yeah.
If we ever wanted to give the Bafana job to the best coach, we'd just have to give it to Gavin Hunt. But, you know, it's not going to happen because I think Gavin Hunt's too smart for that. Anyway, so well done to Wits and to all the fans out there. It's just so great when a small team can do something like this. I mean, I know they're not the small team. I mean, they've been finishing in the top three for the last couple of years now. But yeah, it's a huge win. It really, really is. Kaizer Chiefs, well, can we even call them a big team anymore?
Well, it's now in debate.
Well, with sponsorship money that goes through there, I suppose, I guess so. It's fan base. But they lost the Platinum Stars 2-0 last night. Cape Town City beaten Golden Arrows 1-0. They're not going to win the league, of course, this year, but it's been a great first season out for the new club. Mm-hmm. Baraka drew with Highlands Park, which doesn't help either of their relegation battles. Chipper United, though, they hammered Supersport United 3-0. A late hat-trick by Rulani Mazzini. From the 71st minute, he managed to get a hat-trick there. Supersport United were down to 10 men. And then in the Free State derby, Bloem Celtic 0, Free State Stars 0. So league takes a bit of a break. They come back next Saturday for that final round where all eyes will be on the relegation teams which I'll update you in close to the time. But this weekend, we'll see the Nedbank Cup coming back into action. Semi-finals there. So Chippa United will take on SuperSport United at 3 o'clock on the Saturday. And then Sunday, it's Golden Arrows versus Orlando Pirates. Pirates' last-ditch effort for something to salvage from this really horrible, diabolical season, which has seen coaches go, their fans acting like complete and utter mongrels, and, well, huge scorelines going against them. I mean, they took six, who would ever forget, against SuperSport United, taking their six goals, which then saw that that Turkish guy just basically quitting. Right, into other football news. La Liga, Real Madrid are just one win away now from winning that one. Now, we all know that Real Madrid is the greatest team in the whole world, and they just keep proving it. Just like Ronaldo keeps scoring. So they beat Celta Vigo 4-1 last night, Ronaldo getting two goals. Just one win away. So no matter what Barcelona try to do behind them, just one win away.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the great sides. The other side going into the Champions League final is, of course, Juventus. And they won the Italian Coppa Italia. That's what it's called, the Italian Coppa Italia. It's like their cup competition. And they beat Lazio 2-0 last night. So the treble is on for them. And that's a really big win for Juventus. Of course, later this month, those two teams, Real and Juventus, will take the Champions League final on in Cardiff in Wales. In rugby news, big weekend of Super Rugby, of course. All the SA teams are back in action. Starting with, let's look at the fixtures from Friday. Chiefs versus the Crusaders. Now, the Crusaders are still unbeaten. Absolutely incredible record. So they're going to round 13 of this, trying to keep that intact. But they'll be away to the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs only lost one game this season, but we've kind of like forgotten about them because they've been a little bit low-key compared to the Crusaders doing so well. All the stories around the Aussies being so shit.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the other stories about teams being cut. But the Chiefs are still a great side, and they're still there. Now, last week, I believed the Hurricanes could beat the Crusaders. That one backfired on me. But I really think the Crusaders will slip up before this June international break. Chiefs at home, the weather's good, I'm going with them. Stormers then take on the Blues Friday night, which means Sonny Bill Williams will be in Cape Town, which creates a whole bunch of fanfare. And you'll never see more women at a game at Newlands than when Sonny Bill Williams is playing. Whether he was playing, or no matter what team he's playing for. I mean, he can go play for Ajax Cape Town in a PSL match on Tuesday, and you will see a throng of women piling into that stadium. So that'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock, Stormers versus the Blues. Stormers are a much stronger team than those efforts in New Zealand, so they should win that one, even though Dylan Lades, who is a wing, is playing at fly half. But then again, at this time of the season, the Stormers always have their fifth choice fly half. Because, well, I don't know. It's just a mystery. There's voodoo or something going on there. On Saturday, Hurricanes will take on the Cheetahs. The Chiefs are in for a world of pain there at 9:35. The Force versus the Highlanders, 11:45. Well, the Force are going to be very confident after beating the Sharky Waters last week. But with travel and the fact that they're still pretty average coming into consideration, look for the Highlanders to win that one. The Sunwolves will host the Sharks at 1:55. No Pat Lambie. He is concussed again. But the Sharks still should be good enough to beat the Sunwolves there. Then the Lions versus the Bulls. What used to be a really tough, intense encounter is now basically the Lions versus a team that you got to just feel sorry for. Nolas Moreira will be taking his boys south of the Yuxge, and if they lose by anything less than 15...
then he's really teetering on the brink, right?
He really is.
Oh.
If the Bulls lose by anything less than 15, it might be a result for them. Then the Kings will take on the Brumbies. Now, the Kings, of course, are SA's success story this year. Well, obviously, that and them and the Lions.
Well, that's such an irony, though, because they're going to be out of it next year.
Well, pretty much, yeah. So they take on the Brumbies 7:30 on Saturday. Unfortunately for the Kings, there's some key injuries there, so the Brumbies will probably look to take that one. And then Sunday morning, Waratahs versus Rebels at 8:05. Speaking of teams getting cut, Gareth, now, Mark Alexander, he's that pretty inept official who runs rugby. He said that the teams that get cut from Super Rugby will not be thrown into the wilderness. So what they're going to do is, and they haven't mentioned it yet, so there's just speculation at this point, is that if, say, the Cheetahs and the Kings get cut from Super Rugby, then they're going to go find rugby somewhere in Europe. So they might join, say, the Pro 12 tournament and make it the Pro 14.
Now, right.
That's teams from Italy, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. So it's like kind of the second-tier European kind of thing. I don't know if this is a really good thing, because the idea of the fact that we can't have six Super Rugby teams is because we haven't got enough good players to go across six teams, right?
Yeah.
We should take all the players and really concentrate it on having four really great teams. But now, if those two teams that are being discarded are going to go elsewhere to play their rugby, we're not really solving the problem of having strong players all over the place. So basically, the four existing teams will then stay the four existing teams. The rest of those players will then be scattered playing in Europe and here. Look, it's quite messy because if this happens and they join something like the Pro 12, it takes place during the Currie Cup, which means that we're now losing players who could be playing in the Currie Cup. It's messy. It really is messy. So good luck in these guys sorting this one out. In other sporting news, well, Bob Marley's family, it turns out, Bob Marley's legacy seems to be pretty good at NFL.
Oh, really?
So his grandson, Nico Marley, has just signed for the Washington Redskins. Now, Nico Marley's dad, which would be Bob Marley's son, Rohan, was also a decent footballer, American footballer, that is.
Wow.
He played for the University of Miami along with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's some family.
Yeah. So good on him because, I mean, if you're a Marley, right, you can basically go into any studio in the world, like say when Lady Gaga is singing a song,
yeah,
and you can just sound Jamaican in the background. Everyone will love you.
No, it's, literally is what Katy Perry has done.
That's what Katy Perry has just done. There's some guy just being Jamaican on her song and it's like a big deal. But the guy's literally
Marley.
I mean, he's barely talking.
Skip.
Yes.
But Nico, he's like, screw that. Throwing caution to the wind here.
Good for on him.
He's only 5'8". He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he tackles like a demon, and he is now part of the Washington Redskins. He got signed up during their mini camp. He's 22 years old, and he's a linebacker. Yeah, good for you, Nico Marley. That's pretty much it for the sports. A big weekend preview of everything else coming up tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Ben. We've got a crust to Anthea now. Anthea was not feeling well yesterday. We had Henry stand in very capably for her, but today she is back with the money shot. Better treat her right. All right, Anthea, how are you?
I'm much better today, thank you, Gareth.
Good. We all have those days where we just absolutely can't deal with all the freezing cold winter weather, and our own bodies just go, hell no, you're not going to work today.
It wasn't just me, though. Global markets were pretty sick yesterday as well, I'm afraid.
No.
Yeah, so the UK was down 0.25%. I think the reason it wasn't down more was because they released data showing that unemployment was at 4.6%, the lowest it's been since 1975.
Unbelievable.
Quite incredible. I mean, wage growth is still not where they want it to be, though. Europe was down over 1.5%, and the US was down 2% yesterday. So since Trump fired his FBI director, the dollar has been consistently weaker, and it looks like we've suddenly entered this risk-off mood again. The VIX, or the fear index as we know it, was up 12.5% yesterday. Gold, which is now trading above $1,260 an ounce. I mean, to think that just last week it was $1,215 an ounce. And then strangely, though, you would have thought this weaker dollar would be good for the rand. The rand did briefly 2 days ago touch 13.04, but it's back at 13.27 against the dollar this morning. It even traded below 17 to the pound, but it's now closer to 17.21, and against the euro, 14.81. So quite a weak, really weak rand. I guess unsurprising, but you would have thought with a stronger, weaker dollar that we'd take advantage of it. Anyway. At least the weaker rand helped the overall market eke out a positive close yesterday. Resources and industrials pushed higher. Banks and retailers took the brunt of this risk-off trade, though. And we had our March retail sales numbers out yesterday, which showed an increase of 0.8% versus consensus expectation of a contraction of 1%. So a little bit surprising. It looks like consumers are still spending on food, drink, tobacco, and pharmaceuticals, but the big, big surprise was an increase in spending on household appliances and furniture, which is very surprising.
Yeah, who has money for that?
Exactly, right? So I don't know how to explain it. Maybe people were buying ahead of the April holidays because that's the March number we're looking at now. But really, there you go. And then again, it looks like Naspers saved the day yesterday. The share was up 2%. Tencent released results yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And actually, there was a bit of drama around this because You know, we work in a highly regulated environment, and one of the big issues is around information dissemination. So company directors know that they're not allowed to say anything to anyone that will move the share price. And people like me know that if we do get information like that, we are not allowed to act on it. And all results, company results, must be made available to everyone at the same time, which is why companies use SENS, the Stock Exchange News Service. But yesterday, Tencent released, or they published their results on their subsidiary website, QQ.com, in Chinese, of course, which is, it's a Chinese website.
Right.
Before they had released the official results. So for about 15 minutes, everyone was panicking in the market going, what's going on here? Uh-oh. What's happening? I mean, really bad investor relations process by them. So I'm sure there'll be an investigation into
what,
that.
What did it mean? What did it do?
So the share price didn't react as if it was trading on inside information, which is normally the case. But the Tencent share, the Tencent results were phenomenal. Sales revenue was up 55% year on year. For the quarter, they made $7.2 billion in revenue. That's
my
for 3 months.
God.
So these numbers are staggering. And so they're saying that mobile gaming was the main contributor, particularly something called Honor of Kings, which I have never heard about.
No, I don't know any of these games, but man, they make money.
Exactly. WeChat now has 938 million monthly active users, and the mobile version of QQ has 678 million users at the end of the quarter. And, I mean, they were saying that they're shifting from their old strategy of relying on third-party content into developing their own videos, their own content. So I thought that was quite interesting, taking on pretty much the Netflix model.
Mm.
And they're definitely investing and acquiring to kind of roll out this strategy of theirs. So, yeah, 55% year-on-year increase in revenue. Incredible. Just
well,
so definitely a growth company.
And based on those results, don't get rid of your NASPAS shares anytime soon.
Not just yet. No, let's hang on for a bit.
Okay.
And then on the subject of non-compliance and Tencent and their reporting, MTN was fined again yesterday, this time in Rwanda, to the equivalent of 112 million rand.
This company just can't do anything right.
It's really nothing. I mean, nothing like the Nigerian fine, which is $5.2 billion originally, if you remember. So like 112 million rand.
Right.
They'll get over it. But still, you're right. Like, just stop this now. And hopefully they will, you know.
Jeez.
And then after market close last night, Steinhoff announced that they are planning to list their African assets separately, and that would include Pepkor and JD Group. So they're going to extract. Remember how Bidvest extracted Bidcorp, listed it separately, so now they're two listed entities. Steinhoff are going to do the same with Pepkor and JD Group.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they're looking to create value for shareholders. It's expected that the new business will be valued between 40 and 60 billion rand.
Wow.
But it does depend on the amount of debt that they put into the new vehicle. So we'll have to wait and see for more detail. You know, the Steinhoff share is down about 10% since they announced that the Shoprite-Steinhoff merger was not going to happen. And I think they're just working furiously to create value and to figure out how to make this into the global company that they wanted to be. You know, Steinhoff listed on Frankfurt, what, a year and a half ago now?
Mm-hmm.
So just really more corporate action than anything else.
All right. Lots to think about this morning.
Indeed. And I just want to say one thing. Norman emailed us. He has old share certificates in the Connection Group, but I just want to say I've got it. I'm on top of it. We have people who do these sorts of things for us, looking into whether or not those share certificates are actually worth anything. So Norman, Marie is on it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if you find these things lying around, like I've seen some framed on your walls at your office.
Yeah, but we check those. They really are worth nothing.
Okay. But you never
but
know,
if you
huh?
do have any, yeah, definitely. Give me a shout.
Okay. There could be some value. Who knows?
Hopefully.
All right, Anthea, thanks very much.
pleasure.
Cool. Anthea Gardner, a look at the markets. It is 7 o'clock, cliffcentral.com. Justice Malala coming up with the Burning Platform next. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this. Once a week, Justice comes in. He checks in with us. We get to hear all the most important analysis of what's going on in the world around us, and most especially what's happening in politics in South Africa. So if you feel like a bit of a, what would you call it? A mind meld with Justice this morning, then this is the time and the place for you. Don't go anywhere, all right? I know you got things to do, but you can take us with you. We're on your phone, for heaven's sake. You don't leave your phone lying around. Someone will steal it. How will you live without your phone? CliffCentral.com.